Mike's Daily Podcast.
My name is Mike Matthews. This is Cafe Anyways, where we're broadcasting from somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritas.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
It's episode 3331. I gotta tell you about someone who's really fun, and they'll always be in my brain because they were so awesome. Her name was Bunny, that was her name, and I gotta say, what is up?
Mike's Daily Podcast.
With losing people when they are so young, it is so
Mike's
unfair.
Daily.
I don't get it in this life.
Podcast.
Why? Why?
Yeah!
I guess when it's your time, it's your time. But still, it's just, I feel robbed. This is one of those that when they go, you feel robbed. The whole world feels robbed. She made so many friends. Such a wonderful lady. She was, like a mom to me, but she was not really, she's too young to be my mom. So, I mean, I guess she could be my mom technically, but the thing is, she was so kind, so warm, so wonderful. Warm as in, this is a cold, cold world. This is a cold place where you and I live. We need to gravitate towards the warm folks, towards the people that emit warmth and light and kindness. And we need more people like that on this planet. Sadly, this great person has left this planet, and I was just utterly devastated when I got the news. In fact, I won't call it a stupid song, but just stupid in that it got played way too much when I was just graduating college. I remember the song. Not The Last Words of This Evening by Don Henley, but the other one. I got the call today. I didn't want to hear.
And here's today's podcast picture.
But I knew that you were gone. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone. They said you found someone. And I thought about the bad times, struggles we went through. How I lost me and you lost you. I'm trying to get down to the heart of the matter. That one. The song about forgiveness. In fact, I was talking to a pastor who is big on, in fact, he's got a ministry called Forgiveness Ministries. And I said, you ever heard that song by Don Henley? Oh, yes. He said to me, that is probably one of the most poignant, perfect forgiveness songs. And the late great Basil the Boxer loved forgiveness songs. Although that's the only one I can think about at this point. But Don Henley and his song from the End of the Innocents, another great song, co-written with Bruce Hornsby. Bruce Hornsby wrote the music. I think it was J.D. Souther who helped him write the song about trying to get down. I'm learning to live without you now, but I miss you, babe. Sad. Well, anyway, Cafe Anyway, the point is, I'm just all tore up because I lost someone very close to me, and I got awful sleep, and I just, it's tough to process, and I wasn't as close to her as some people, especially in her family, and I know they're going through a whole lot, but I had just seen her recently. She was driving in her car through my neighborhood, and she stopped and she said hi to my lovely lady friend and I. And it's shocking because we had just seen her just a few weeks ago. So anyway, I hate cancer. And I know you do too. It's so weird. These cells that are multiplying, cells multiply in our bodies to help us heal, to help make those cuts and scrapes and scars. Well, they turn into scars or scabs or whatever. But, it's very important. But when the cells do their own thing, then it gets dangerous. Okay. What? You're talking about the movie Jaws, I think, is what you were saying, Jim.
And then all of a sudden, the man behind me leans forward and says, "Hang on to your seat." And he ruined the whole thing for me.
Janine Turner from Northern Exposure. Oh, the podcast picture's not of Janine Turner or the late, great Basil the Boxer. But we will have something from a recent visit to, I think... Oh, look who's visiting here at Cafe Anyway.
Well, howdy, partner.
Howdy.
In the rustic, spacious dining rooms, lounges, and porches where entertainment is presented each evening.
Each evening here, and I'm your wonderful entertainment this evening. How about looking over the beautiful skyline of Fairmont Ridge from Bayfair? Actually, I took this picture from the Bayfair BART, where, let's just say there's some crazy people waiting for the BART. I don't even think they're waiting for the BART. They just want to hang out at this platform where the Bay Area Rapid Transit system stops and picks people up. But, okay. See that picture at mikesdailypodcast.com. It's fat. Oh, look who's stopping by. Another visitor.
This is Winona Ryder.
Hi.
And you're listening to Mike's Daily Podcast. He's talking to you from Cafe Anyway in Podcaster Valley.
I could
use a cup of coffee.
All right.
Mike, can I get a cup of coffee?
You sure can, Winona. Here you go. So many people drink coffee. I do as well. And so many people went and saw Toy Story 5. It is the biggest movie debut of 2026. This as of, about a week ago or a couple weeks ago, depending on when you're listening to this. Toy Story 5 shattered already enormous expectations, becoming the biggest movie debut of the year so far. It was the biggest opening for the five-part franchise. And I have only seen the first one.
Coffee and contemplation. Flow.
More coffee flow. And Hopper. And is it, or is it Hopper? Whatever his name is. All these Stranger Things people stopping by. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Did you know that this Toy Story 5 movie was the biggest opening of all of the five movies in the five-part franchise? It was the biggest opening. Wow. Because that one, the first one, like in 95, the 30 years ago, oh my, I remember how big that was when it opened. I was in a packed movie theater when I went to Cafe Anyway. Went with some friends. We saw it. Went, wow, that is so cool. Because I always thought computer-generated stuff was awesome. The way you could get really, you could fly through it. You could create a landscape and fly through it. The first time that it was really ever seen and used in a movie was that Star Trek movie. And then, of course, there was that CGI created knight that jumps out of a stained glass window in young Sherlock Holmes, which nobody saw. No, I guess back in the day people saw it. Now you bring it up, people are like, what? First CGI computer generated character? Oh, okay. And George Lucas was all involved with it.
I don't understand you people. I mean, all these picky little points you keep bringing up, they don't mean nothing.
That is not a line from that movie, just want you to know. But yes, I am picking the picky little points. And yes, that later turned into Pixar. You had John Lasseter and all these programmers, and then Steve Jobs was involved, and you know, Disney. Disney was basically just putting, they created a deal with Pixar for the first Toy Story movie where they just gave them notes upon notes upon notes, which I don't know if that helped the movie. Apparently at one point, Woody, the Tom Hanks character, was supposed to be very abrasive and mean and snarky. I don't think that would have worked. And Disney sent them notes and said, you gotta change this. But Disney, you told us to make them more snarky. Anyway, it went back and forth.
Now that's legit.
It is. But this was the biggest opening of all the five movies. The latest installment of the animated feature sold an estimated $160 million in domestic box office in the first week. And let's see. So worldwide, though, is about $312 million around the first week. Father's Day weekend, it came out, so it was huge. And it has that new Taylor Swift song, I Knew It, I Knew You. So that helped it, because I think the first movie had You Got a Friend in Me, the Randy Newman song. So now Taylor Swift is getting involved with Disney movies. And isn't that the thing? When you get pop stars involved with Disney movies, like Elton John with Can You Feel the Love Tonight, The Circle of Life with Lion King, and Vanessa, was it Vanessa Williams with the Pocahontas song and the other ones that I can't, Sting wrote all these songs for one of those movies that Disney like never put out.
Oh wow, that's wild.
Isn't that wild? Or no, they put it out, they put the movie out, it was the one with David Spade, but the, is that the Emperor Got the New Groove, or Got the Groove, or Got a New Groove, and that all got really big changed in many ways. Or was it the Hercules movie? I don't know. No, wait, that wasn't a Disney. Anyway, Cafe, anyway, the thing is that this was a big movie. Did you know that the summer domestic box office is ahead of last summer's box office by 15%? It's doing a little bit better. Let's see. And then, oh, Supergirl, I think by the time you hear this, has been in the movie theaters. And then I guess Jackass made another movie. Is it about that donkey called Donkey from Shrek? Donkey! Uh-huh. By the way, with the Father's Day and all that, 72% of consumers spent an average of $93 on physical gifts for Father's Day, such as clothing.
You are technically correct. The best kind of correct.
Thank you. Clothing. And 70% of those surveyed thought fathers would prefer experiences and quantity time over traditional gifts. 70%. But that's mom and dad are trying to make it work. For the first time ever, speaking of dad and mom, for the first time ever, a majority of two-parent households in the U.S. feature both mom and dad collecting full-time paychecks. It's like 52%. The number of households with two parents working full-time was 46% a decade ago. And if you go back to 1975, it was only 31%. So now it's 52%. There's a 15-year high for credit card delinquencies. People ain't paying their bills. I live in the Bay Area. There, it is full of irresponsible people. They ain't owning up to their responsibilities. And why should they? There's absolutely no consequences.
I can't believe. What the hell is this place anyway?
No consequences for their actions. It's Cafe anyway. Thank you for stopping by.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
No, it's true. Everywhere you go in the microphone, the mic. See, everywhere you go in the Bay Area, as I talk into a microphone to tell you this information, there's graffiti. There's just trash just thrown on the street. There are people that are walking around high as whatever, and it's not the place that when I first arrived here 17 years ago, I was over the moon. I'm in the Bay Area, woohoo, great weather, yay. And it has just what worries me is the culture. As time goes on, it gets worse and worse and worse. People don't stop at stop signs. They go right through. Kids on electric bikes. I don't know what you even call them. They're bicycles, but they're not, because they got an electric motor that makes them shoot through down the sidewalk at 80 miles an hour. Possibly they could run into someone. They have run into people and killed people. You hear about it in the news. And so this is allowed to continue. And there's no rules. Nobody wants to make any rules because they're afraid. Oh, you're being so mean. You need to be more laid back, dude. You need to calm down. Nobody. So when I grew up in California in the 70s, in the 80s, you still felt that there needs to be some discipline here. There needs to be some laws. I remember there's classic footage of Ronald Reagan when he was governor showing up at Berkeley and after the Berkeley riots going, what are you guys doing? What is your problem? You're too laid back. What's going on? We need to. Oh, it's, if we don't, here's the thing. Okay, you might think I'm crazy saying this, and you might think of a Cars song when you hear me say, you might think I'm delirious. But the fact is, if we don't do anything, watch, you watch, it'll get worse and worse and worse. And I know some of you don't pay attention to these things. You don't notice this stuff. You just let it roll off your back like, what's that famous expression, like water off a duck's back? There was something to do with croton oil, but I don't really know what that is, and it had something to do with a duck's hind end, and I won't go into that. But I can tell you that at some point, if we just let everything be, and look, I want to stay in California. That's my plan. I got two cats. I cannot move them to another state. They would probably die. They would hate me. They would go out of their... You can't explain to a cat why you are traveling with them to another state. And then they're in, and one of them started out feral, so he's totally, you can't even explain. So here's the thing is, I want to stay in California. I want this to work. So vote for me in November. Wow, that's all it takes? You just got to say vote for me in November on a podcast and then play a song that nobody remembers from 1979? Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-Marlo. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You just got to vote for Mike. Or is his name Marlo in the Magic Movie Machine? I don't know. And that's the end of that song. It was crazy. What a bizarre little sidestep that was. Yes. So 13% of the nation's credit card balance was at least 90 days delinquent in the first quarter of this year. Yes, we're at a 15-year high for credit card delinquencies. That suggests an increasing vulnerability among a subset of consumers who are already late in making payments and now getting deeper.
It's Bison Bentley. Do you know
that? Oh, thank you, Bison.
Hey, this is Bison Bentley, and Mike Matthews has a couple of stories that'll make you want to ask yourself, do you know that? Do you know that?
And I believe Bison got this from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekdays at 5 p.m. on Cron TV. You can see him Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. But Rob was saying there is a large subset of consumers, and they have this vulnerability. They're already late in making payments, and now they're getting deeper into debt. And when you have debt on a credit card, they make so much money off you because the interest rates are so high on those. So just, if you can, avoid that. Less than half of Americans can afford quality health care too. Less than half of Americans could afford medical expenses. And even there are some people that are concerned about Tylenol. Wait, what is this?
Look, I got to go. A couple of cases of Tylenol fell off a truck, and now I got to figure out how to put autism in them.
Oh, okay. Well, tricky. So good.
That sounded suspiciously like Robert De Niro. That, so Gallup poll has found that less than half of Americans could afford medical expenses and have access to quality care and have access to the doctor's visits and prescriptions last year, highlighting the mounting financial strain even among higher income households. Less than half of Americans could afford all that. So I just want to say, we mentioned Taylor Swift. The Swift Eras Tour gave consumer spending a $5 billion boost. The World Cup is likely to be the biggest betting event in history. And let's see. Oh, there should be a boost of... The tournament could boost gross global domestic product by $45 billion. The Eras Tour was about $5 billion, so... Nine times what the Swift Taylor Swift Eras Tour did, is what this World Cup thing is doing. Outside a cafe, anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth.
It's teamwork. It's all about teamwork, and we have to pull together as a team. And if you don't, bad things will happen to your team.
Uh huh.
Sometimes I get the feeling our team never even gets off the bus. Well.
They don't. They don't get off the bus. Except, well, they never got on the bus. Because they're hanging out outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Look who is here.
Hello, Mike Matthews. It's Jolly Stewart, gift shop supervisor. Look, I have a special World Cup themed snow globe, Mike Matthews.
Oh, that's very nice. It's a snow globe that looks like a soccer ball. That is brilliant.
Shelly Shewhart and her exploding snow globes.
Thank you, Mike Matthews. How many would you like to buy?
I don't have any cash on hand, you know, only credit cards.
We take credit cards, Mike Matthews, even though we don't want you to go into debt.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. All right, maybe later. Hey, look who else is here.
Oh, Mike, this is Floyd the floor man.
And this is John Deere, the engineer, Mike. I see that some people are paying attention to all that whining you did about the gas companies doing gas gouging.
You know, it's interesting. I saw this news story today from iHeartRadio about Trump requesting a Department of Justice probe into gas price gouging. And that is interesting because, note to self, it was our governor, Gavin Newsom, who, yes, Trump is also, I think, using the DOJ to investigate Gavin at this point as well. But it was interesting how Gavin had said something about Chevron gouging Californians. Because the gas prices, as you know, are so high here because we have this thing called a summer blend. And I hate that it's called a summer blend because it sounds like a delicious coffee I want to have. Because they say blend, summer blend. And it's because we got to have this special type of gas that doesn't pollute the environment. I'm all for that. But I don't think that's really the reason. I think there's all these stupid taxes that over the years got put on our gas. That's why it's so expensive. But Donald Trump has instructed the DOJ to investigate oil companies for alleged price gouging at the gas pump. He said a post on the Truth social network thing. He accused major oil companies of not reducing gasoline prices in line with falling crude oil costs. He says the big oil companies are not dropping their price at the pump commensurate with the sharply lower prices they are paying for oil. And so that just makes me so angry that the gas stations are so, it's still so high in California, even though supposedly oil dropped down, you know, definitely below the $100, then below 90, then 80, then below 70. Yet the gas prices here were still over $6.
I want to put a disclaimer for a blanket apology for any yelling I might have done.
Yeah.
I had some issues to work out.
I'm yelling. That was Rob Morrill from my favorite show, Northern Exposure. But let's see. He wrote, asserting that customers are being gouged. The president's directive comes as oil prices have declined due to ongoing peace talks between the U.S. and Iran. And they mentioned some of the oil prices, which may change by the time you hear this, so I won't say what that is. This investigation comes amid concerns that increased gas prices could impact the upcoming midterm elections. Ah, ha, ha. Yes. You know, he put it out of his mind as long as he could, and now he's really got to focus on it. While prices have...
don't have free speech, then we just don't have a free country. It's as simple as that.
Or maybe he's focusing on that. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I think there needs to be some looking at this, some examination on this, because there's something weird going on. But this is Cafe anyway, and Mike's Daily Podcast, where something's always weird is going on. hey, maybe by the time you hear this, I have gone to see Dust Bowl Revival. They were performing at the Guild Theater in Menlo Park, and I may have seen it. However, I don't know how it was. So maybe the next podcast, or in a couple of podcasts, I'll be able to tell you. But I did hear the band, and I like their stuff. So I'm looking forward to... And wasn't Monty Byram awesome? Okay, I mentioned him like 50 times on the podcast, but that was awesome. Oh, you know what else is awesome is on the 4th of July weekend, I'll be heard on Camera Radio. I am heard on there Monday through Friday at 5:30 in the morning with Mike's Daily Podcast, but I got a special 1 hour of music that I'm doing that Barry Funkhauser is going to play.
Anarchy!
It is a little bit of anarchy.
I
picked some cool songs. The request, the assignment was to pick a bunch of 80s songs. And in my mind, I added to that assignment, don't pick the ones everybody else is going to pick. The Girls Just Want to Have Fun. The, I don't know, name whatever Madonna song. There are some Madonna songs I like. But I really liked the Ray of Light album. But yeah, you know, the stuff you hear over and over again on all those 80s stations. So I went and grabbed, you know, My Blood Runs Cold. Just been sold. No, not that one. But I did pick some ones that are a little less well-known. But if you talk to anybody my age that lived in the 80s, we knew those songs. And we were playing those on our cassette players in our cars at the beach, wherever safe place we could find to play our dang 80s music.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Cameradio.org, by the way, is where you'll be able to hear that on 4th of July weekend. And you'll be able to catch it if you actually live in the Camarillo area, Ventura County area. You can pick it up on the FM dial 101.3, Camera Radio 101.3. So, what do you think about all that? Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, just can you do me a favor and think good thoughts for me? My next door neighbor, they have a kid who's learning how to play the flute, and it is the most annoying sound. And I don't have kids. My lovely lady Fred and I don't have kids except for the cats. They don't play the flute. They don't play any instruments. And I know some of you parents go through this, have gone through this. I'm not a parent, so why do I have to go through this? But I guess I have to go through this because you suffered, so I have to suffer, I guess, by proxy. Thank you very much for having me suffer through this. I don't want to have to suffer through this. Anyway, I hope they stop playing the flute soon. And I hope
Burgermaster,
you listen to the next podcast and meet someone who is a Burgermaster, because those are very interesting people. And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast!
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow.